live, take control, toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username, LRN.FM. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Disturbing news from the Huffington Post about how many Americans were arrested in 2011. Looks like it's about one out of four. About 25%, or excuse me, did I say one out of four?
One out of 25.
My apologies.
There's a correlation between the number 25 and four, but
I just screwed that one up. But it may end up being one out of four if the government guys get their way. They keep criminalizing all kinds of nonviolent, peaceful activity. Eventually, something that you love to do might become illegal if you're not already doing something illegal to which you can be arrested or for which you can be arrested. Don't be surprised if something you love is outlawed within the next decade. Because that's what they're on a tendency to do. They love to outlaw things. That way they can put more people through their court system and ring the cash register and give you a criminal record, take away your right to vote, and all
it
that
stuff. It benefits
them.
There's a, you know, there's an incentive on their part in order to fund their machinery by putting more people through it.
Yeah, and think of how many people who previously had owned guns who cannot now because of a felony charge.
I think it's pretty clear that there's a lot of people in government that do not want people to own guns, and this is a great way to do it. You get enough people with felonies, then you don't have a problem any longer.
Right, and also in most places those people can't vote either. So if they're upset at the government for screwing them out of their rights, well, too bad. You can't even use the government's own system to try to change it.
Further, guns tend to be a something that's sort of heritage. It's passed down from one generation to the next. And oftentimes you will, I mean, this could be being used in order to break a generational, chain of firearms ownership by just making the next generation illegal for them to have it. Well, we can't stop the Second Amendment, but what we can do is we can make everybody a felon, and then their kids, well, they won't even know anything about guns.
It's Radley Balco reporting over at the Huffington Post on his blog, The Agitator, where he points out further in this story about the 1 in 25 Americans arrested in 2011. And, of course, the majority of them were arrested for so-called crimes that don't involve a victim. Arrests can be damaging, he points out. In fact, he says one major allegation levied against the New York police stop and frisk policy, which we'll talk about further in a moment, is that it comes with quotas encouraging false arrests, with new allegations surfacing just last month. Worse yet, the stop and frisk tricks people into committing crimes they wouldn't have otherwise committed. But it isn't just New York. They have also, or there have been recent allegations of systematic false arrests among police departments in Florida, Utah, and Newark. Arrests can be damaging even when they never result in criminal charges. They generally go on your criminal record, which can be checked each time you apply for a job, housing, or credit. An arrest can also be a barrier to your ability to adopt, to obtain some types of professional licenses, and obtain a visa or passport. And, of course, an arrest also comes with some social stigma. Yeah, you can't even go to Canada, Mark, because of a past conviction.
That's correct.
Now, is it just felonies that keep you out, or is it also misdemeanors?
There are some misdemeanors that will keep you out of Canada, too. It's not something you want to figure out at the border.
Suing for damages from a false arrest is extremely difficult. It's tough.
By the way, I'd like to point out that even if you do figure it out at the border is across the Canadian line, so you have already committed the crime.
You go into jail.
Like, you really need to know if you have an arrest whether or not that's going to be a problem in Canada, and therefore you need to know how to answer those questions or if you're going to have them or whatever the situation. You need to be informed before you go to the border.
It's tough to even get in front of a jury, much less actually win a favorable verdict. Even then, litigation can take years, assuming you can find an attorney who's even willing to take your case. I remember when a friend of mine had his car searched illegally, he couldn't find an attorney who was willing to take the case. Nobody wanted to go up against the police department, because who knows what the cops are going to do to you? Who knows what the cops will do?
Well, there's no money to be had there. Suing the government's really difficult. Suing a corporation or whatever, they look at it from a monetary standpoint. They say, okay, well, we'd have to pay our lawyers this much money in order to defend against this. And so if we pay them $1,000 less than the amount that we'd have to pay to defend ourselves, then we've made money. So let's start negotiating at a quarter of that number and see if we can work our way up to a half. And that's what they say to themselves. The government says, we've got lawyers that work for us already. We'll just fight this all the way through. Mm-hmm. And when they get rulings for the government, rarely is the money nearly as much as corporations, because people believe all the money resides in corporations, when in fact 50%, about on average, 40 to 50% of people's money on the state, local, and national levels goes to governments.
As with other areas of the criminal justice system, all of the push is in a punitive direction. There are lots of reasons and incentives for cops to make lots of arrests, and very little in the way of consequences for making too many or for arresting someone without cause. And I can't tell you how many times, because I've been in more courtrooms for more hours than I'd like to admit, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people get arrested, and then months and months and months later, when the trial date finally comes around, to have the charges dropped before they even get to trial. And then, you know, if you talk to an attorney about it, the attorney will say, look, these guys have immunities. I agree with you. This is terrible what they did, but there's nothing we can do about it. Maybe over time, if there's a series of arrests, you can establish a pattern of targeting and harassment, then maybe you could make a case. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. So, for instance, in the case where I was given an illegal no trespass order, an order that was issued against me and about five other activists, where we were banned from the courthouse, a public place, forever. We were banned forever by the sheriff, you know, the high sheriff from Cheshire County. He banned us forever. Later on, a year later, a judge overturns that order as unconstitutional. Well, I've been banned from that courthouse for a year. I could not go on the property. When I went on the property, I got arrested. That charge ended up not going through because the no trespass order was deemed to be unconstitutional. But that didn't stop the police from arresting me. Far as they were concerned, it was a legitimate order. It was issued by their top dog, the sheriff. So therefore, they're going to go ahead and arrest me for it. Did those agents have any liability or responsibility for the arrests that they made? Absolutely not. None whatsoever.
Most Americans wouldn't hold them accountable for it either.
Did the sheriff himself have any liability for issuing an unconstitutional no trespass order, illegally banning me and half a dozen activists from the courthouse? Nope.
I'd say that's a fair bet. Yeah, absolutely he does, but...
No, the attorney told me that he couldn't take this to court, that this would not be worthwhile.
I know.
Because these guys have immunities. They're protected by their own system from whatever, you know, decisions they might make. And then I actually encountered that particular sheriff months later at a political event, and I cornered him with a question about, what he felt about the ruling. Man, he acted like he hadn't even seen it. And why should he? He's not the current sheriff. They didn't have to send him notice on the court decision because he's not liable. There's nothing on the line for him. Oh, well, my order got overturned. Oh, well.
Well, hey, you know, good luck.
Well, at least we kept you away for a year.
Make sure you vote Republican.
So there's no shortage of this. I mean, the same thing happened to me when I was arrested for so-called disorderly conduct charges at the Keene City Council meeting, where I was drinking from a brown bottle which had water in it. They demanded that I hand over the brown bottle for an illegal search to the police chief, or I leave. I refuse to hand over the bottle, and I refuse to leave because it was a public meeting. I feel like if it's a public meeting, I have the right to be there and drink whatever I darn well please, as long as drinks are allowed in the building, and they absolutely are, because the counselors themselves were drinking from bottles, just not brown ones. And that charge was dropped right before trial, after a year. And by the way, a good portion of that time I was on bail conditions. Very restricted bail conditions at one point, because I had been arrested three times in that year, which is one of the reasons why the bail
conditions... All civil disobedience.
Right. Got more restrictive over time. But, you know, there's no shortage of these cases. And I can point to case after case after case just in my own life where this stuff has happened, and there's nothing you can do to hold these people accountable or hold them liable for their actions. So... I guess I don't want to sound like I'm defeatist on this. I don't want to sound like there's nothing we can do. There is something we can do. We can get together. We can join together in the same place as part of the Free State Project, which, of course, is the reason why the three of us are here tonight. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about this movement. We can talk more about it here in moments. 855-450-FREE. But what could we do to change this situation where these cops can just arrest whoever they want and there's no consequence to them for it? Even if it was a clearly an illegal arrest, even if the trespass order was clearly unconstitutional, is there a way to actually have some consequence built into the system for that? 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Successful.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We're brought to you by the Free State Project. As I mentioned previously, it's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. The strategy? Simple. Concentration. Get people together in the same geographic area from all around the world, people who love the ideas of liberty and who are willing to do something about it. Go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up, where over 14,600 people have signed the pledge to make the move to New Hampshire once 20,000 is reached. Now, the three of us on the show here tonight, Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark, we have moved early. In fact, we're some of the earlier movers. Johnny Ray, was it 2008?
Late 2008.
We came here in late 2006. There have been people moving up here for the last decade, and they've already had a major impact on New Hampshire. We've been called the single greatest threat to the state. There are people in the Keene area who are organizing an anti-Free Keene group because they just can't stand the effectiveness of the activist community up here. Unlike the libertarians everywhere in the world, the libertarians in New Hampshire are actually effective. We've got people getting elected as Republicans and Democrats. We've got liberty-oriented legislation that has passed. We've stopped anti-liberty-oriented legislation from being passed. And there's great media that's being created up here. We just had a YouTube vlogger, Amanda Billyrock, move up recently. The guy who's behind the Silver Circle movie, Pasha Roberts, is in the process of moving. So we're going to see more people who are prominent in the liberty movement get up here to New Hampshire, because that's where you can make a difference. I'm sorry. You cannot have an impact as a libertarian anywhere else in the country. I really don't. I don't believe that to be true. If you think I'm wrong about that, please let me know. I mean, I'm always happy to talk about exciting liberty activism that's going on in other places. We talked recently with Robert from Philadelphia about the Lemonade Freedom Day, and that's a really cool form of activism. And I think it's great that people all around the country are getting out there with young children and selling lemonade. In fact, I'd love to see Jack participate, Mark, at some point in Lemonade Freedom Day. I think that would be a cool thing to do.
Yeah, was that? I saw some stuff about it. When is Lemonade Freedom Day?
It already passed. Okay. We had Robert on a couple weeks ago talking about it on our show. I'm pretty sure you were on that show. But maybe you weren't. Maybe it was a Friday night that he called.
We did stop off at a lemonade stand that was had on Monday. So was that this last weekend?
I really don't recall. It was either last weekend or the one before that, but it was pretty recent. And there'll be another one next year. So I'm glad there are things happening in other places. But even the people in the places where some of the most noteworthy activism has occurred, like Orlando or Austin, Phoenix, many of those people are picking up and moving to New Hampshire. A guy from the Orlando area is expected to arrive here pretty soon, as I understand it, because concentration works. And unfortunately, in those other areas like in Orlando, that's a pretty big city. I don't know how many people live in Orlando in that area, but it's got to be close to a million.
Maybe probably the population of New Hampshire.
Yeah, maybe even more than that. So, you know, here you can actually have an impact. You can actually, you know, if you're in a small place like Keene, population 25,000, you can make a pretty big splash. Of course, on the other side of that, it means some people aren't going to like you, like the people who apparently they claim they're making anti-Free Keene or anti-Robin Hooder T-shirts to wear. So you're going to stir it up when you're in New Hampshire. And some people who are fans of the state or are total believers in the idea of the state are going to be very, very upset by that. And in some cases, it could result in, you know, some uncomfortable situations. But that's what happens when you make a splash. That's what happens when you can make a difference and you actually have a threat to the state, to the existence of the idea of the state, which is what's happening here. Freestateproject.org. Check it out.
Go ahead.
One of the things I love about voluntarism, I like to call it libertarian anarchism, is the simplicity of the ideas. It's very easy to make your arguments. It's very easy to articulate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great tragedies of the modern world is you can kind of craft an argument, a plausible, sensible-sounding argument for almost any position. But if you talk about violence and so forth, it's really easy to articulate our ideas. We can explain them to anybody. And I think the goals of the Free State Project, this is another one of those kind of half-baked ideas that just hit me, but the idea of how physical proximity of the agents, of people being together in one place, maybe the simplicity of that idea goes hand-in-hand with the simplicity of the concepts of voluntarism. Maybe not. But we live in a crazy world that in so many ways is severely messed up. And Free State Project is one of the very few ideas that have any credibility that can can help solve those problems.
And the reason it has credibility is because things are happening. It's not just an idea anymore. There was a time, a decade ago, when it was just an idea, when it was just people on the internet talking, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we all moved together? Well, then they started moving. New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state, and people started moving. And yes, it is cool when Liberty people move together. I can say that for sure. What was it, like 50-plus people turned out for the founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, coming in to just for his housewarming party?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Like that. So Orlando has about a quarter million people inside the city limits, but the city limits of Orlando is a tiny little thing inside Orange County. Orange County has about a million people.
So almost. New Hampshire.
Well, I mean, do you want to call it the greater Orlando area? Because it's really difficult to say. New York City isn't really New York City. It's a metropolitan area that covers a large area.
Connecticut.
Same with Chicagoland. Same with L.A. So if you include Seminole County, you're over the top. It just really depends on what you call Orlando.
Let's go to Motula in Washington State, and then we'll get to more or details on the stop and frisk being found unconstitutional. Is it everything you think it is, that court decision? According to Mark, there's something that we need to dig into about that. Motula is in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Motula.
Hey, what's up, Ian, Marcus, and the other guy?
You forget my name every week.
My bad, bro, because they switch it up, man. Sometimes it's Johnny Ray, sometimes it's the other dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is Johnny Ray.
What's up, Johnny? But check this out, bro. Man, the stop and frisk, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just catching up. You know what I'm saying? Me being a black man, I feel like a guinea pig of what they really, the whole process of what they're really trying to accommodate. You know what I'm saying? If you can feel what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But I respect what you guys are doing because you guys remind me of what Martin Luther King used to do. You take the nonviolent approach. You know what I'm saying? I so respect that. I really do.
Martin Luther King is an inspiration to the liberty movement, in my opinion, and I think that, a real inspiration.
That's the only way, because you're going to die anyway if you resist. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, and they'll just write a story about you.
Yeah, exactly. But
855 450 free. I understand you're passionate, and I appreciate that passion.
Did he say the F-bomb?
Yes, he absolutely did.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are effing something. He was going to say something nice to us after that.
But I'm sure that's true. It didn't entirely sound like the F-bomb to me. So, anyway, he can call in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the F-bomb. But anyway, we go
on. He's just in the penalty box for the evening.
Yep, sorry. If somebody says one of those words, we got to drop the call. It's just how we have to do it. 855 450 free. And yes, being peaceful is very good, and it is definitely the best approach to achieving meaningful change.
And the Stop and Frisk program certainly targeted my minorities.
We'll come back with more on Stop and Frisk here in moments, and your calls as well, if you make them, at 855-453. And do remember, even though we are heard on satellite, we are also on over 100 radio stations.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are tuned to Free Talk Live. That's where you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We've got archives. They go back to late 2006, and they're all free. Just go click and download as many as you'd like. The last 7 days' worth are right at the top of the site. You click into the archives section to go back for years, and each archive page has its own player built into it from SoundCloud. Now, the SoundCloud player makes it easy for you to play back the audio right there from your web from the web page. You can also download it easily as an MP3. And you can hit the share button and easily share it on your favorite social networking website, or grab the iframe code and pop it on your blog, whatever you want to do with it. It's all there. It's all free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site with a Liberty bin to it. You can go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and see stories. I'm just looking here right now. Intelligence Committee withheld key file before critical NSA vote, Amash claims. And a question and answer with Edward Snowden. Former NSA boss calls Snowden's supporters internet shut-ins. And that's just a variety of stories that are right there at freedomsphoenix.com. There's also a story on a guy who's apparently made lights out of just bottles with water in them. Very interesting. Freedomsphoenix.com.
All right. So stop and frisk. There's been a...
I think a light diffuser is a better way to describe it.
Been a pretty big, court discussion or court decision here. From ABC News, Michael Bloomberg has said the city will appeal a ruling by a federal judge today that the NYPD's controversial so-called stop-and-frisk policy is unconstitutional. Bloomberg said the tactic, which allows cops to search anyone, regardless of whether they believe a crime has been committed, is an important part of the NYPD's record of success, he says. During a press conference today, the three-term mayor also criticized U.S. District Judge Shira Schneiden, Shinlin, rather, for allegedly being biased against the police, saying she has made it clear she was not interested in the crime reductions and that she ignored the real-world realities of crime. NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly said he was disturbed that the judge found Big Apple police engaged in racial profiling, saying that is recklessly untrue. He says, "We do not engage in racial profiling. It is prohibited by law. It is prohibited by our own regulations. And we would never do anything prohibited by law or by our own regulations. We in the New York Police Department have never violated our own rules. We are the law. We will do all what the law says. Of course we will obey the law." Well, I added several sentences there to what he said, but does anybody really believe the police obey the law? That the police follow their own rules? That the police follow their own regulations? And there's just a mountain of evidence out there that shows that's not the case. But I guess if this was your first story you ever read about the police, maybe you'd believe Commissioner Kelly in that case. Bloomberg's comments came hours after the judge filed her ruling, spiked with dramatic flourishes that deemed stop and frisk to be unconstitutional, saying the policy unfairly targeted blacks and Hispanics. Shinlin ruled the policy could continue, but only under strong new restrictions. Bloomberg grew visibly angrier and more impatient as the press conference went on today, finally shutting down questions by saying the ruling is, quote, a very dangerous decision made by a judge that I think does not understand how policing works. In her ruling, Shinlin acknowledged that the goal of deterring crime may be laudable, but said that, quote, many police practices may be useful for fighting crime, preventative detention, or coerced confessions, for example, but because they are unconstitutional, they cannot be used, no matter how effective. In a 198-page ruling, whew, that's a book.
Jeez.
The judge said that the case is about whether this,
I hope it's double-spaced.
The city has a policy or custom of violating the Constitution by making unlawful stops and conducting unlawful frisks. The city's highest officials have turned a blind eye to the evidence that officers are conducting stops in a racially discriminatory manner. She also dismissed the Bloomberg administration's argument that cops simply do more stop and frisks in minority areas because that's where crime is highest. The judge said, quote, both statistical and anecdotal evidence showed that minorities are indeed treated differently than whites, ordering that the stop and frisk may continue only with the oversight of a federal monitor. In addition to the monitor, the judge said she will order various remedies, including a trial program requiring the use of body-worn cameras in one precinct per borough and community-based joint remedial process. I don't know what that means, but I do like the idea of body-worn cameras.
Well,
I don't like the idea that stop and frisks are going to be allowed to continue.
They actually had, they did this in some California city, I think Rialto, I may have the name wrong there. Mm-hmm. They did it, the use of forces dropped by two-thirds. They put body-worn...
The claims against the police, you mean?
Uses of force, the cops' own reports. Right. They claim use of force. They mm-hmm. just two-thirds of these claims from the police, these pieces of paper, these yeah. files, came in, two-thirds fewer came in.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing drop. 66% drop.
When they know they're being watched, they're less likely to be violent, is what you're saying.
Right, and I'm going to assume that... Yeah, that means that sometimes when a cop probably should have used force, that he or she wouldn't, and maybe that puts them in a little bit more danger. But I've got to say that what about the other 1,000 times that they're using force and they put innocent civilians in danger? We pay police to be in danger. That's their job. That's why they get to retire at 20 years.
So, according to the story here at ABC News, Kelly, the police commissioner, has, of course, defended the program. 2 months previous on ABC News' Nightline, he had said that the stark reality is that a crime happens in community of colors. Communities of color, he said. That he told the nighttime anchor, Bill Weir, that black and Hispanic residents are being disproportionately victimized. Shinlin's ruling crashed into a summer heavy with the overheated battle to replace Bloomberg after 12 years in charge at City Hall. City public advocate Bill de Blasio, longtime Bloomberg critic and Democratic candidate for mayor, was quick to declare victory in the judge's words. One of the speakers who was running against him said that too many young men of color are being stopped in the streets of New York in an unconstitutional manner, and that must stop. And then she went on to promise how she'd do things differently.
That's
as
not the conversation there.
So Bloomberg is he's a kook, isn't he? I mean, he's a nut. I don't understand how a person with any self-respect would want to live in New York City, where the men patrolling the streets in the uniforms are agents of this guy who wants to tell you what size sugary drinks you can drink.
That's right. He wants to ban e-cigarettes.
He wants to ban e-cigarettes.
It's the cost of relocation. The fact is I was talking about this recently, and if you start considering what it costs to buy and sell a house, every time a house is sold, there's a 7% realtor commission. So that probably changes from community to community, but that's my experience. 7%, 3.5% and 3.5%. It's split between the two realtors, and you know that in every those costs are borne by the buyers and the sellers. So when you're selling a house, then you lose. Then there's closing costs and all the other costs that go into it. So potentially you're losing about 20%. If you say that, closing costs, moving costs, that all racks up to 10% of the cost of the house. You sell a house and then you buy a house. You could be losing up to 20% just to pick up and move digs. So
right, and real,
people can't afford to do that too often.
And real property represents a considerable percentage of people's total net worth often that something that big changes their life.
And oftentimes what people will do, they won't say, well, I'm stuck here because of the realities of money. What they'll say is that they'll justify their existence. I love it here. That's why I don't want to leave or whatever. So that they're kind of stuck. Plus there are people that feel that way. Oftentimes they have sort of emotional attachments to geographic areas as though those places are better. Mm. This is where my sports team is. This is, the only neighborhood I've ever known or whatever.
I love it in New York City where the mayor tells me what I can eat. Where the mayor keeps me safe from too much Mountain Dew.
In the last 2 years, Bloomberg's administration has watched as federal prosecutors revealed a heralded high-tech city payroll system pushed by the mayor was plundered in the biggest municipal fraud scandal in Big Apple history. And Bloomberg's beloved $2 billion...
Hey, that's saying something. The biggest scandal in New York history.
The $2 billion overhaul of the city's antiquated 911 system has suffered a series of embarrassing failures. But through it all, the mayor has insisted his legacy is secure because New Yorkers felt safer than ever, and he says that's largely because of stop and frisk, which, as I understand, is still happening in Philly as well. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control. Here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And our website features a lot of different stuff. One of the things you can do to help support the show, if you like Free Talk Live, is to shop with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you may enter Amazon through the links you will see there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. Click into the right Amazon for you. Free Talk Live will then get a portion of your purchase price. It's that simple. Thank you for doing it. It makes a big difference for us, and for you it's the same great Amazon experience, the same prices, the same selection, same everything. You're just starting through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. So we've got a Jeff in Pueblo listening to I-25 Talk Radio. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say that, a lot of marijuana users are very respectable. They are very, we all have our things, but we don't get aggressive and all crazy like everybody thinks, and we don't do stupid stuff. Usually most of us are sitting on the couch playing Xbox or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do people really think that marijuana smokers get aggressive? I mean, I don't. That's not something I ever hear.
The law enforcement against prohibition people will claim that, I think it's very interesting when they'll say that, you just ask a police officer who have they been in more wrestling matches with, alcohol users or marijuana users, and police officers will say time and time again that marijuana users don't give them any trouble.
Most time that's true, but I live in Pueblo, Colorado, and that's who they attack are the marijuana users.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, it's bureaucratic crap. Generally, they go after them because they're easy.
Now, how are they going after marijuana users today? Isn't it legal to use in Colorado?
No. Well, it is, but to use in your home. But if you're out jolly getting around. Certain counties have stipulations on it, and this county is all about revenue. So, you know, they're looking for people like that. And
so if I were to be outside, just a point of clarification, if I were to be outside of my home, perhaps sitting on my porch smoking a joint, would that be illegal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Therefore, you would get in trouble for it. Yeah.
Well, that's presuming somebody was able to catch me doing it. But yes, I get where you're coming from there.
Yeah, it's called a second class misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because they call it a public intoxication of sorts.
Interesting. Hey, so, Jeff, anything else you want to share tonight?
What's that?
Anything else you want to share?
Well, I had something earlier, but I really don't want to get into that. My battery's about dead on my phone.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. His subject line on the call screening software said he had a bad time in foster care, so I guess that's what he didn't want to get into. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype. You may Skype the show at username lrn.fm. So I've got a disturbing police story here. Two Lauderhill police officers, this from 6 South Florida, NBCMiami.com, were arrested after inappropriately touching and illegally receiving sexual favors from two women following a traffic stop, say the police. Officer Franklin Hartley, age 33, and Thomas Miranda, 34, are both facing charges of simple battery and unlawful compensation, according to the Broward State Attorney's Office. Hartley and Miranda were released after posting bond Friday. It was unknown whether they have attorneys. According to the arrest reports, the incident happened on May 24th at about 4 a.m. when Hartley performed a traffic stop on the women at Taco Bell in Tamarack. The women had just left the cabaret and were intoxicated, say reports, during the stop. Hartley talked about their potential arrest and told the women to follow him in their car to an isolated location behind a business on West Commercial Boulevard.
What do you do in this circumstance?
What if you're the woman?
Yeah, if you're the person, I mean, because this is going to happen to a man too, I suppose, but I can see why it would happen to women more, maybe more often. What do you do in that circumstance? When the police officer says, I want you to follow me over to this dark place.
That's
and
scary.
You know in your mind this is a bad idea, but what do you do when your attacker, rapist, potential abuser has this kind of societal power? What do you do? I think you could call 911.
That's what I was going to say.
That would be what I would recommend in this circumstance.
Yeah.
But that's really all you've got, and I can totally see why people wouldn't do it. People have gotten all kinds of trouble for calling 911 on the police. So this police officer could have been, no, they misunderstood me. You know, whatever his story is going to hold weight, and theirs isn't.
Yeah, and that's a scary situation, right? I mean, these guys are going to do who knows what to you. So, I mean, I agree. It's probably a bad idea to go down the dark alleyway with the cops, but it could also be harrowing to just try to sit there and, you know, be on the phone while this, you know, hulking officer is standing outside of your car window yelling at you, or who knows what. He's like, what's this guy going to do if you say, no, that's okay, I'm going to call your supervisor right now instead? What's he going to do next?
Yeah, who knows? It ain't going to be pretty.
You're already dealing with a rogue cop, so anything's possible.
There's nothing scarier in this world, than a rogue cop.
So he told them to pull down to an isolated location behind a business. Officer Miranda met the two women and Hartley at the isolated area where Hartley had a lengthy sexual encounter with the passenger, said the reports.
Just one? Weren't there two?
There were two.
Okay.
Afterward, Miranda told the woman who had been driving the car to punch him in his genitals, the report said. She refused to do what the officer requested, but he reassured her this was okay, and this turned him on. Hartley told the woman that Miranda enjoyed being punched in the genitals, the report said. The woman then complied and punched him in the genitals. Before they released them, the officers then groped the two women. Investigators.
What in the world did the one guy need to grope the other woman for? I mean, he had just had sex with her.
Is there any reason this needs to make sense to you, Mark?
I'm sorry.
Investigators relied on squad car GPS and cell phone records to verify the allegations. One of the victims told investigators that after the encounter, Hartley called her several times and sent her a picture of himself.
Was this the guy that wanted to get punched in the junk? Or did get that got punched in the junk?
It was Miranda who wanted to be punched.
Okay. So this, he's just a punch him and leave him kind of guy.
Yeah, apparently. It was Hartley that actually had the sexual encounter. So investigators, let's see, quote, I and the men and women of the Lauderhill Police Department are truly disappointed with the nature of the allegations made against these two officers, and if they are proven to be true, the consequences should be severe, said the police chief in a statement on Friday. So busted. These cops got busted doing something that you always wonder how often this occurs, right? Because it's rare that they get caught for this. It's rare, you know, there are a lot of instances of the police doing corrupt things that we've certainly heard about on these airwaves, but it usually involves murder or, you know, destruction of property or, you know, threatening somebody or pointing a gun at someone or, you know, killing a dog. It's pretty rare that the forced sexual encounter on the part of the police makes it to the news, but that's because it likely doesn't get reported very often.
Well, and abusers know how to look for the abused. And you just think about it for a second. It's really difficult to sort of do the transgender role switching thing with men and women because things are just different. But, you know, I mean, if the charge is severe enough, you kind of feel like you got away with something. But that's over. I mean, you know,
you
whatever,
having sex.
Whatever the weird thing is, I mean, this officer would only ask to get punched in the junk by me one time. I can tell you that. But you know, you're happy to kind of get away with it.
Meaning, in this case, the woman might have been driving, or the woman might have been driving drunk. And so, therefore, she would have been let off of that.
Think how many, I don't know about this woman here, I'm not going to make any claims about it specifically, but think what the percentage of women who actually were drunk driving, who, if, because you know what it costs for a drunk driving charge, it can cost thousands of dollars.
A couple thousand at least, usually, yeah.
That's a lot more than a hooker charges. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you might be happy to get off with such a thing, so the sexual abuse, you're still abused, it's still rape as far as I'm concerned, or something like that, and
that's definitely rape.
It's
that's
a weird thing.
You know, you're not consenting if you're under a threat.
Yeah, agreed. So, I mean, there's probably a lot of them that don't report it at all, is what I'm trying to say.
So, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Coming up in hour number three, we've got Johnny Ray's Game of the Week on the way. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.